fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the bigger show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. It's the weekend. And it is the absolute day that we all love to love. And even bigger than that, guess what? No school buses, no school zones, no school crossings. People are free to head to work at their leisure. And I don't know about you, but it gives a sense of less rushing in the morning when the kids don't have to be there and you've got to be there and you've got to pull it all together. So today, for most people, it is the first day that kids are out of school. Well, there are no school zones, but this is what we'll ask you to do. We will ask you every single day during the summer months that you are mindful as you travel throughout cities across America, wherever you are. We'll ask you to watch out for kids. We'll ask you to watch out for pedestrians. We know that all kids are not going to be in camps. All kids are not going to be contained to certain areas, and many kids are going to be out and about. And what that means is that we all have to be even more on guard, even more mindful. And every single morning, we ask you to really, really try to stay off of those mobile devices. Make sure that you're watching out for others. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself. And in certain parts of town, you know, the traffic gets tricky. More and more people are driving. And so that means that we've got to be even more alert. And so I know a lot of people are excited about the weekend. It's the kickoff to Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people are getting ready to celebrate. Lots of plans. People coming in and out of various different cities across America. So that means that more people that are sort of unfamiliar with your area may be in your town. And so that gives us even more pause to make sure that we're careful, to make sure that we're courteous to those people that are coming into our cities and show them that hospitality. And you do that by having a humility on the road. And I don't know, there's something about young drivers that gives you a sense, a deeper sense of humility about the person in front of you. A lot of drivers on the road are older drivers and get really, really nervous. And so if we can just make sure that we give ourselves enough time to get there, you know, every single morning we share with you that on time is late and early is on time. And so when you allow enough time to be early, then you don't really have those problems. You don't have the aggravation of the road and being frustrated and, you know, wanting to blow somebody down because they didn't move out of your way quickly enough. And so when you really, really stop and think about how you start your morning, it really starts with your drive in. It starts with your commute. And hopefully this morning is a commute where you can stop and you can breathe really, really deep. Just take that deep, deep cleansing breath with me. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And then just blow it out. And you know, as we were talking about breaths the other day and talking about how many breaths that we take during the course of the day, 23,040 breaths. This morning, my morning got started, and I started thinking about where I was and finding my center. And you know how things happen in the morning that just kind of try to throw you off of your game? It seemed like I was trying to have a sinus headache this morning. And I started thinking about what we had talked about, breathing, and how you can really cleanse yourself. And so as I opened my eyes before I popped out of bed this morning, not having to rush to make sure that everything was taken care of, to make sure that we get out of the house right on time, because now we have plenty of time, I started thinking about what we had shared with you on yesterday. So what I did was I lie in the bed, and I closed my eyes and I started taking some really deep cleansing breaths. And as I breathed those breaths out, I started envisioning that I was breathing that headache right out of my body. And so I didn't make a declaration to myself that I had a headache and this was going to be one of those mornings. No, what I did was I decided to take control of what I was thinking about. And I decided to make a conscientious decision not to allow that headache to ruin my morning, i.e. ruining my day. So I just started taking some deep, deep cleansing breaths. And I just started envisioning that headache, that sort of numbing, dulling headache. I started envisioning it coming out of my body. And I'm going to tell you, when I woke up this morning, I felt absolutely exhilarated. And I believe it's the power of what we're thinking about. We have the power to steer our day. And it starts in our thinking. And we have to be very, very careful about what we're thinking about, but more importantly, what we're allowing to come out of our mouths. You know, that's something really, really wonderful about the universe. It has a responsibility. Whatever you put out there, it's almost like it's responsible to bring that thing back to you. And so, because we have such power in our words, why not be so, so powerful that we're putting out those good, positive things into the atmosphere? And I'm going to tell you, speaking of instincts, Bishop Jakes, yes, get ready, get ready, get ready, is coming back to the OPT Network. We're going to tell you when. We're going to tell you what time. And we want to make sure that you are on point. He's got a new book out. We have connected with his team. We're super excited. And, of course, the very last time that we had Bishop Jakes on point, he said he would love to come back. And true to his word, he will be coming back. And we will be exploring his new book. It is absolutely amazing. And, you know, for the last, couple of weeks, we really hadn't done a whole lot. But we kind of alluded to some really, really big things that we had coming up. Well, you know, it's a process. And in that process, we have to, you know, wait for it to happen. Like DC says on the commercial, wait for it. And so we finally got confirmation, and we will bring that interview to you live right here on point. Talking about really how people are coming, Bishop Jakes is really coming outside of the church and really sort of connecting with all people and not making it such a religious experience, but more for me and for reading the book, a spiritual experience and understanding how your instincts can guide and influence your life when you get in touch with them. So it promises to be an incredible, incredible conversation. And we have some incredible things on point. You can connect with much of what we're doing through our website. We have a wonderful web editor that keeps everything on point. And our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. We've got so many things coming up, and that's the way that you can connect. Or you can connect with us at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can phone us at 318-445-5658. Now, you guys are doing a really, really good job, albeit slow, about getting us your information about what you, your organization, your church is doing for the youth this summer. We're happy to put it out there. So if you've got something that you want to share with our listeners and you want to bring young people in, then we're happy to oblige. We're happy to put that out there. And again, you can go to our website. If none of that really works for you, simply phone us, 318-445-5658. And if we're not there, leave us a message and we will surely return your phone call. It's all about connecting. And that's essentially what the OPT network is. It's a connections network. It's connecting people. It's connecting ideas. It's connecting all sorts of things. And it all comes through one source, and that's right here on the OPT Network. And we're so delighted to be able to do it. But switching gears yet again, it is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And you know what I love the most about Real Women, Real Talk Friday is we never know exactly where the conversation is going to go. But what we know is this. There is something so incredible that happens in the atmosphere when real women get together that we just begin to purge. And we begin to just say what we think, say what we feel. And it's not about right or wrong. It's simply about espousing your opinions, your thoughts, your ideas. And you know what? Every single conversation that we have, at the end of every conversation, we can't leave each other because there's so much more to say. And I love the fact that everyone just brings their real self, and it just flows. And so I'm going to tell you, we love doing it. We love connecting people. And in most cases, some of the women, of course, are regular contributors, but others are women that have never, ever met each other before. So we want to encourage you to stay on point for Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. And for more information, you can phone 318-445-9700. Or you can just simply schedule an appointment, 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. You can log on and check with Hickson 24/7. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Alexandria. Remember, hurricane season is rapidly approaching. You want to make sure that you're on point for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. And you can do that by phoning Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. The credit union with heart. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we're back with Real Women, Real Talk Friday after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Credit Union with Heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. And we got to remind you, it is open enrollment this month. And even if you're with a company and you have some uncertainties, we want to encourage you to move toward Amerigroup Real Solutions. They're providing real solutions for you and your family, and they're also giving back in so many ways to our community. And here's the number to phone. It's 800-454-3730. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in the parish. That's Of Oils Parish. You can catch them on Facebook by just typing in Of Oils Commission of Tourism, or you can phone 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Well, this morning, of course, is Real Women, Real Talk. And, you know, we're starting with, you know, our expert, Amy Newmark. She is, gosh, she is the ultimate and consummate multitasker. She graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University. She's the publisher. She's the editor-in-chief. She's a speaker. She's a writer. And the new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Multitasking Mom's Survival Guide, 101 Inspiring and Amusing Stories for Mothers Who Do It All. But I'll take it a step further. Women who do it all. And our real women this morning are here to talk about multitasking, because as I speak, Lisa Campo, our strong white woman, is multitasking right now as I speak. Lisa Campo, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys? It's good to see y'all.
Beautiful, smiling, shining face this morning. And we welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk, Miss Trinnell Green. Trinnell, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Colette.
Her beautiful, smiling face, looking bright and fresh. And we were also supposed to welcome another real woman this morning that was so busy multitasking that she could not join us, and that's Dr. Sharia Rachel. Dr. Rachel, good morning. We feel you in the spirit, and thank you so much for all that you do. You know, multitasking is something that each and every one of us does, and we sort of do it, I think, Lisa, without even thinking.
I don't know how not to be doing multiple things.
You don't know how to not.
I don't know how not to. And when I sit still, I got to do something.
Oh, you sound
and
like me.
Yeah, my kids get frustrated because, like, okay, we love to watch that show Pretty Little Liars. It's full of suspense. We've even got my husband watching it now. But for a long time, I was playing some stupid little video game on my phone simultaneously. That was my downtime. And so in this next chapter of my life where I'm at right now, I'm trying really hard that when I go into downtime mode, whether it be to watch a movie or, you know, watch a show with the kids or do something, I'm really trying to step away from the almighty phone, because this keeps us in a multitasking text, email, checkbook balance. This keeps us multitasking like a crazy addictive person.
Really? You balance your checkbook on your phone too?
No, but I can check it out and see what's going on there and make sure my kids ain't spent something they weren't supposed to.
And so for you, Trinell, you probably are the consummate multitasker as well. Talk about your challenges with that.
It's hard. Most mornings get up really, really early. I thought that when my kids grew up, got out of the house, that I would actually have some extra time. That's not true. And I think back, and I go back, and I say, how did I do what I did when I had two children?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the way my life is now, I was like, I see it's more hectic now than when I was raising my two boys.
Wow.
It's easier when they're babies. I would agree with that, because I look back when I was the director for the Heart Association working 50 hours a week. Mm. I have no idea, and I didn't own a papoose on my front and my back. I have no idea how I juggled two small children, but by the grace of God, I did it.
And I juggled two small children because my husband worked long, long hours. I never got off until after six. So that was baseball, basketball, football, studying. I mean, all the things. And then I held down two jobs, Rapides Parish School Board, and I went to a part-time job.
Wow.
You know,
and a duffel bag in the car a change of clothes for their extracurricular, a snack, a juice box. A first aid kit, a wet wipes. We don't have time for this.
Right.
But we got to roll. Let's roll.
But so, you know, we're talking about all of the multitasking that we're all doing. And as I was reading the book, I was saying, how do we get away from some of this? And is multitasking somehow validating us? Because I don't want to be doing all of these multitasking things. And let me tell you what I've decided. And our son at about 8 or 9 years old, he said to me, he said, Mother, every time I come in here, you're on the phone.
Yes.
And it was a real wake-up call for me. And last night, you know, and your kids, and he wasn't a teen then, he was 8 or 9. And, you know, he would maybe want to talk a little bit more, and I was always on the phone. And now,
But working.
Yes. But still no excuse.
Yes, no excuse, but you weren't being a socialite and ignoring your child for fun or things. You were working.
But I don't know if you can, and I thought about that, and I said, you know what? That out of the mouth of a babe is telling me something. And last night, he and I were having this conversation, and I said, you know, I'm glad that I personally made that commitment, because when he wants to talk, which now, you know, when your kids get to be teenagers, they don't want to talk all that much, you know, and if you're on the phone, it doesn't lend itself to that. And so as I was reading the book and reading the stories, I said, I want to become less of a multitasker, because I think for me personally, it is a sense of importance. Look how important I must be. I've got all of these things. I have all of these emails. I have all of these people who, you know, are trying to connect. And I don't know that I want to have that sense of, you know, look at all these things that I'm doing.
Absolutely. I took some time away from a lot of volunteering I was doing. And I decided that, you know what, you have to prioritize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have family members that need a little care. So I decided that, you know what, so much is doing a lot of church things and a lot of other volunteering things. I just started prioritizing, because with the business, and I have multiple businesses.
Multiple. So, gosh.
Yeah. So, you know what? You just have to start prioritizing it. And that's what I did. I scaled down the business. I do a lot of weddings. And I started scaling them down. I decided that I'm going to pick and choose what I'm going to do.
Wow. And so let's talk about those multiple businesses.
Yeah. Well, I'm an event coordinator and a planner. I'm a licensed florist, a licensed caterer, and so it's all actually in one realm, but it's different businesses, you know.
Wow.
So
that makes my brain go tilt.
Yeah.
I'm a florist, I'm a caterer,
I'm an event planner, I'm an interior decorator.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's all in one realm, but it's still all different jobs.
Right.
Because somebody may hire me just to cater.
Right.
And then somebody may hire me just to coordinate their wedding.
Right.
Somebody may hire me just to decorate their wedding. Some people hire me to do it all. So, and when I do it all, I'm dealing with vendors. I'm dealing with DJs. I'm dealing with cake decorators. I'm dealing with...
Don't forget about the bride.
Right, the bride. Oh, absolutely. That's at the top, and that's 95% of everything that you're doing because she's calling you 2-3 times a day.
And then brides are probably some of the hardest women in the world. Please, because of that perfection that we expect on that day.
Their mothers can be worse, if I may chime in. I was a wedding coordinator in Baton Rouge in San Antonio through Hilton and Marriott, and that is a very strenuous exposure.
So this is what I do when I take on one. I tell them, pick two. You and somebody else.
Okay.
Those are the only two people I'm going to deal with.
So you get one person and a wing person.
Uh-huh. That's it. That's it, because if you're dealing with auntie, grandma, best friend, wannabe best friend.
The mama and the bride.
The mama and the bride. You're crazy. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes they'll bring their whole wedding party in. Mm-hmm.
And so how have you learned, and this has been my big thing for everybody, to try to, and I know balance is never in perfection. Nothing is. But how have you learned to balance that without, because see, I internalize everything. So how have you been able to balance all of those jobs and then being still a mom and a wife?
You had, I, when I first started, and I've been doing weddings professionally now for 8 years. And so when I first started, I was taking on everything. I thought I had to take on everything. And so over the years, what I've done, and as I've done this, I've said, okay, you know what? This really don't work for me. So I kick it out. And I said, okay, it's just not worth the time that I'm putting into it. And so that's how, I always tell people and my brides, every time I do a wedding or an event, I learn from it. And guess what? I throw something out. And I've learned to throw it out and not let it bother me and don't think I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Once upon a time, I was doing 30 weddings a year.
Wow.
And it was killing myself, my family, because my husband helped, my boys helped, my daughter-in-law's friends, not... I was dealing with 24 people, employees.
Wow.
And it was just crazy, and it was stressing me out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's...
Do you remember when you got to that moment where you said, there's some things I'm going to kick out?
I do.
When was that, Trinelle?
It probably was about 2 years ago, and I had... At that time, I did, like, 24, 25 weddings, and I was doing multiple weddings a day. I had crews of 20 people doing this event and that event,
mm-hmm.
and me running between them. And I was like, you know what? God say he, when he give us something, when he bless us, he add no sorrow.
Mm.
He don't add this. And I had to sit down and say, this is not of God, and I don't have to do this. And I kicked back, and guess what? I didn't take on weddings for about 6 months, and I reevaluate them. And so when I start interviewing brides and they would come to me and say, hey, this, I would tell them, I'm sorry, but it's not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a certain scale now. And if they don't meet a certain criteria, I just don't take it on because it's too much. And you have to scale back. You can't say I'm building a business and I'm going to take everything. And that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building a business and I got to take everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized I didn't, it was, you know what? It was like a breath of fresh air when mm-hmm. I realized I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you learned
in that time
to own your space. And I'm really still trying to get there, Lisa Campo. And you said something a few weeks ago about finding your yes.
Yeah.
I mean, finding your no.
Finding your no, but remembering what you said yes to.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Because, you know, I'm hearing you say this, and I've been doing my insurance now. Gosh, can you believe this summer we'll start the third year?
Yeah. Wow.
This is going, I mean, I'm about to finish my full second year and start mm-hmm. my third. This is going like light years flying. And but I remember in the world of insurance, there is a plethora of avenues, life, home, auto, annuities, rental properties, corporate, short-term care, long-term care, health. I mean, name it. It continues on and on and on. And you cannot be jack of all trades,
you know, master of none.
But master of none.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the guys that brought me in, and like one of the guys that brought me in, he does nothing but focus on life. He has specialized the life policies. He told me, Lisa, I want you to focus on three things and you'll do well.
Life Home Auto. Remember what your avenue is, because you're going to have clients that call you and say, oh, but wait, I need help, especially right now with all the chaos with health. And so what I, at first I got really bogged down and I got overwhelmed. And like you, I had to step back and, go, and think, okay, remember what you said yes to. This is what you perfected in your mind. You've got people in this community who are experts in health or short term or whatever. Pass that blessing on to them. And so that's what I did. But I did find myself bogged down for about 3 to 4 months, just tail spinning.
Right.
And it's because I had allowed myself to forget what I said yes to. And in the eagerness to meet my clients' every need, I was losing time with just one client whether with my family or another client, because I didn't know how to meet that need for them. But I wanted to. Like you said, I wanted to do the door. I was building a new business. I was going to do it all. I can't do it all. And for me to say I can't do it all, people are rolling over laughing right now because Lisa Campo can do it all in her crazy little mind. But you've got to remember what you said yes to and put your no down.
Right. When I run into a professional that's in my same profession, like myself, I'll reach out to them.
Yes.
And I say, we're not enemies. Just because we do the same
thing. Oh, I love that, Trinelle.
Yes. We're not. It's enough out there for all of us. I compliment you.
I love that.
And I have reached out to several of them and say, you know what? Let's work together.
That's right.
You may have a client that come to you that may need something that you know I do well.
Oh, that's good.
That's right. You know? And so I've learned to do that. And I work together with all of them across the spectrum, even florists. And, of course, I told you I'm a licensed florist, so I do a lot of funerals. I work with all the funeral homes. And I've learned to do that because when I came into the florist business, before I got everything in hand, I went to Sheila's. I'm going to give her. I went to Sheila's, Always Yours, and say, hey, I'm waiting for my license to come in until I can buy wholesale floors. Can I buy them from you? And she said, absolutely.
I love that.
And you know what? She reached out to me.
Sheila, we love that.
Yeah. She reached out to me and said, absolutely, Trinelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've made friends like that. I'm not afraid to say, Carletta's doing that. Carletta's my enemy. No, we're not.
Oh, we got to talk about that. We got to get a break here. But when we come back, let's talk about how we can reach out across the aisle, across wherever, and connect with things that are going to help us all and make our lives so much easier. This segment is sponsored by the Roy Law Offices. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana. And you can connect with Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-0991. Stay on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're back with more Real Women, Real Talk right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green,
sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexander, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friends on point talk about today. We want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life. And keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us. And our industry is how we apply that to work. Now, keep this in mind for me. All men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God has put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first million-dollar contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great-tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. Remember, it's where dreams come true, and I say it to you every single day, and I hope that you're taking heed, especially as we're moving toward the summer. A lot of people are thinking about buying new homes. A lot of people have said, well, I need to refinance. I bet I could save money. And then there's others that just want to do investing. Well, listen, there is no better place to start with the ladies other than the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage. When I tell you these are ladies that really, really care and understand this business and can help you, well, here's the number you need not hesitate to call, 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. Love, love, love Davis One Stop. Traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of our village, Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, and a team she's got. They can be reached at 318-346-2545. 1-800-875-5740. Well, this morning on Real Women Real Talk, we're joined by Trinell Green, Lisa Campo, and we're missing you, Dr. Sharia Rachel. Everybody says good morning. And as we were talking about her, you said you helped to decorate her, or you decorated her house.
Yeah, and I love Sharia Rachel. I met her through another friend, actually a client of mine, was like, I have a girlfriend that's in town, and she just built this beautiful new house.
And it is beautiful.
Yeah, she needs some help. So it's been a lot of fun doing it with her, and we're still not through. We still have some other things to do. But
when do women ever get through?
No, we don't get through.
It's an evolving. Our homes are definitely an evolving, always on happening project.
It is. Okay. And what I love about, what I love about what I do, especially even in weddings, because a lot of times when I do weddings, any event that I do and I meet people, they become part of my family. Mm-hmm. And Sherelle has definitely become part of my family. I love her two boys. And, I mean, just great, great people. So
absolutely. Yeah. DC, catch this for me. And, you know, we were talking about during the break, we were talking about women coming together. And I love what you said about reaching out. And we've talked about this numerous times. And I know that we will talk about it numerous more times. And I love what you said. You said people who felt like they were in the same business with you felt like there was only room for one person or maybe two at the top.
No, and it's not. It's room for everybody. This is what I've learned about especially this business, this hospitality business. Everybody wants something different. And everybody who's in this business brings something different to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You may be great at one thing, and I may be great. I call myself a backdrop queen.
A backdrop queen.
I don't think anybody can backdrop a room like me. I really don't. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. You know, I'm not bragging, but
it's
just the talent that I have.
And I love.
I love to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I love to bring
drape that room.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love
You can tell you and Lisa Campo speak the same language because I'm trying to learn from the contextual clues like, okay.
We're from the same mothership. Yeah. We're very sick in the head. When you go in, go in a room anywhere, it doesn't matter if you're, if you're not working, if you go anywhere, you start looking around going, if I did this room, if I had this room to decorate, I'd do this. My mind does not stop.
Lisa, let me tell you how crazy my mind is. I don't like to go to a grocery store or any other store if it doesn't have decoration in it. My husband will tell you, I don't want to go. how don't you want to go to a grocery store? It don't have any decoration in it, so I don't want to go.
I don't like the grocery store. It's not one of my favorite places. In fact, DC has been doing our grocery shopping probably forever.
I love a grocery store because, especially now that Kroger's has really got everything nice and ironed out, I love going in places that everything is nice and neat and straight lined. And now that I've got everything painted and lined up, I'm like, God, this is kind of like... It, feeds that little crazy side of me that likes to see everything just shining and perfect and in place.
Well, let's jump gears because you guys might be the exceptions and not the rules on that. I don't know how many people are so creative that, you know, the grocery store matters, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people. But
I make my list. Okay, and this is what's throwing me off because they've redone everything, and so now I'm having to... My list in my phone is based on from the left side of the store to the right, aisle by aisle.
Oh, that
That's
is
how
anal.
The list is.
That is
now,
anal.
They've thrown it all up into the air, spun it around, and I have no idea. So I'm not enjoying it as much as I usually do, but as soon as I figure out my aisles by memory again, I'm going to be like,
So let me jump to another side of your brain, Lisa Campo, because as Trinell was talking about really us reaching out, and I think that that helps in multitasking when you can connect with others. I have seen you, and through our friendship and our connection, I have seen you helped a lot of people with the gifts and talents that you have had, even when you probably were too busy to do that. But you have been able to loan your expertise, your heart, whatever it is that you had to other people. Where does that come from?
I think it's a blessing straight from God. I've always had this energy in me that I could not really explain. Like, I can be going down the street just listening to the radio and hearing a song, and I can see a full choreography going on in my head.
Wow.
I can go into a room, and I want to start redecorating or literally redesigning a room. Whether it's walls or the layout of furniture, my brain just is a little sick in that area.
But that's your gift.
It's my gift. I recently agreed to or was asked to be on the board of the crew of Gratia for our Mardi Gras crew, and I'm in charge of theme and backing up the decorations chair board member. And, you know, that was an extensive project for weeks. Immediately following our ball in January, we started working on the upcoming theme, and we had about a little over a dozen suggestions thrown out at us. Our goal is always to pull the top three that provides the highest level of participation. So I put together, me and a bunch of ladies, about half a dozen ladies, put together three different ideas, and we built complete full with music and costume ideas and decoration ideas. And I can hear music, and I see choreography, I see lighting, I see decoration.
But you see all that, but you still have two children, you have a husband, you have everything that you have your business. How is it that you are able to do all of those things that your family requires, and then when people say to you, Lisa, I need you?
I'm very selective on what I say yes to. The Heart Association, obviously, is very near and dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Wilder just recently reached out to me with an event that the Cabrini Hospice Foundation, I believe, is working on, and asked me, just come and sit at my table and bring your mind, listen to what I'm trying to do, and then give me some words. And so I listened to what she was doing, and I just literally just did with her what I said.
And that spins me into the next thing. Are we selling ourselves too thin when everybody who wants to pick our brains, we allow them to, listen, I want to have lunch, I want to pick your brain. Are we selling ourselves too thin, Trinnell, when everybody wants to pick our brain and we really don't have time?
We are. We definitely are. I used to do that. I used to sell myself. Oh, my gosh. Whenever anybody,
sell yourself for $0.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
A friend of mine.
And now it's not all about the money.
And it's
no,
not,
and that's not.
It's
I not. Don't take your statement as about money. Yeah. I take your statement as about $0 can also represent the amount of appreciation or return that you get from the person that you just allowed to pick your brain, like, you know. Roadkill.
A friend of mine walked into the shop one day, and I don't even know how to, I don't remember how the conversation came about, but something she said to me, and that was about 3 or 4 years ago, that really stopped me. And she said, and I don't know if a customer was in there, and I may have been negotiating. I think that's what it was. And she said, she turned to me, Candace Christoph, I love you, Candace. And she said, Trinnell, God gave you that talent to make a living for yourself. Now, if you give it away, that's on you.
Yeah.
If you give it away, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, I started picking and choosing what I gave away.
Mm.
And I would agree
and that's
with
what you,
that.
And that's what you have to do.
And does that, and do we, and can we be okay with ourselves? Because most, let me say many women, well, no, let me just narrow it down. I am a woman that is a pleaser. We want people to be happy, or you want people to be happy. And so how do you pick and choose what you give away without feeling guilty?
Like Lisa, I listen to my heart and what my heart say yes to.
Okay, other than the Heart Association and my children's activities, the two things that I'm allowing myself to be exposed to right now, I feel, or part of, I feel like I've been, it's where the Lord has placed me.
Mm-hmm.
They're both religiously based events. My Christian Women's, Sinlaw Christian Women's, which feeds my soul better than anything I've ever exposed myself to. And then the deal with the upcoming event this summer that Jennifer Wilder's working on, that is a religious-based event. And so we started playing some Christian worship. She said, I got this meeting. Help me make it. And I said, okay, let's get some music going when people are coming in. Let's get some uplighting. Let's get... I know my brain runs so fast. I told her, let's get a backdrop with pictures of people helping the elderly, because it's about hospice and family. Let's
but
get
when
this
did
vibe
you, but
going.
When did you get there, though, Lisa? And I want both of you guys to weigh
know.
In, because so many times we are allowing people into our space that mean well, that really do need help. And when you have so many things going on, you know, I do. I hate the word no. I am trying to find my no in a way that doesn't hurt anybody, because what I personally have decided is that the events and all of those things, I personally cannot balance all that with my family. So you will rarely see me at events unless they are something that's really, really near and dear to my heart, because I understand for many, many years, and I talk about this all the time, I was a person that was at church every time the doors opened. I wanted to be there to volunteer. I wanted to be there and do all the things. And as I am cleansing my soul, I realize that it's a part for me of soul sickness, about being fake as opposed to being faithful, and thinking that being everywhere, every time, not just church, but anywhere, everywhere, every time, was a lot more about faking and wanting to be seen and what people thought than being faithful. And so really right now, every day I'm dealing in my truth. And so I think many of you, you say, well, gosh, I can't believe you said that. I know it hurts. The truth, my truth hurts me. But until you can get to your own truth, you really don't start to heal and get better. I got to get a break here, everybody. But when we come back, we're going to explore that a little bit more. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Don't forget about their new clinic, Incarnate Word Community Clinic. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this. So I sit quietly. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them. At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services, by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
This segment sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Bunkie, the number for home, auto, and life. Also banking, 318-346-6695, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Don't forget, if you're in need of vehicle repair, I don't care if it's large or small, Daryl's Auto is trusted. We love brother. I'm going to tell you, every time we take our vehicle, the OPT Cruiser, any other vehicle, it is right on point. Here's the number for brother and his team. Ladies, trust me, you can feel confident and comfortable. He has an incredible team, and they're going to find out what's wrong with your vehicle, and they're going to fix it, and it's going to be fixed right the first time. 318-443-5741. Also, if you're looking for great style, healthy hair, that's Be Unique Hair Salon, my girl, Nora Clayton, 318-442-7204. This morning, we're joined by real women like Tranelle Green, Lisa Campo, and the conversations I love, 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 because they're always real. And before we went to break, I was talking about, and we're going to bring experts in to explore this, because what I am finding through my own self-analysis, my own inside-outness of myself, finding those sicknesses that are a part of your soul, is that most of us don't know that we are soul sick. Most of us really don't know. And I'm going to tell you, being honest and truthful with yourself is the hardest thing in the world to do. And I believe that too many of us are faking in so many areas of life. And I love, love, love the song that DC just played, because too many women are falling for anything. And we know when you fall for anything, you can't stand at all.
I just, you know, I know that each of us can hear that inner voice. And I know that I've come out of a portion of my valley where every time I open my eyes, I could hear it telling me, you know what? You should not be doing this. This is not what I intended for you to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel so blessed now to have listened to my soul and paid attention to the people he did put in front of me that took me into the next chapter. And, you know, I was saying how when you and I there's so many conversations we have on and off the air. I forget mm-hmm. where we're at. But, Carlette, I was saying to you, and I know I've said several times when we've had these shows, is that one of my first stepping stones in the right direction was coming into the relationship with David and Carlette and being invited onto the show to really expose and make myself transparent and vulnerable, not only as a woman in the community, but to myself. This is just pried open a can of worms. I don't know if anybody was ready to chew, but you were like the first push in the right direction to the right valley that I know I was supposed to. It brought me into a light or an area of my life where it opened the door to show me this is what I intended for you to be, Lisa. That's what I could hear from my soul. It, you know, I then got back involved with the heart, and Courtney has just been a prayer warrior that God sent straight into
Courtney
my life.
Bratton.
Courtney mm-hmm. Bratton. I then got, you know, another person in the community reached out, and I got involved with Christian Women of Central Louisiana. It just
it has begun to roll so quickly. And so I feel blessed with every opportunity I am standing in right now. But there was a time when I feel like I was said yes to everything, and I stood
and it was
nothing.
Killing your
it was
spirit.
Killing me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like leeches on my soul, and it was it's just been a great move.
Yes.
And I hope other people listen to this. Look at yourself in the mirror. Are you doing something every day that you just can't wait to get up and go do? And when you're done, it brings joy into your soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, you have to think about that. And some people say that I'm busying my schedule because I do have a child graduating, and I think that there's truth in that. Yes, I am trying to busy myself, but I'm also returning to the woman I was before I had little babies, because my kids are now independent of themselves more versus needing mom. So that's been an important thing to, I guess, overcome that hurdle. I was telling Carlette on the break that the cap and gown has entered the house.
Mm-hmm,
so my
husband
came home last night, and I took my time to have my boohoo in my bed. And, you know, I told her, hang that thing somewhere else.
But you know what this is? And I just got in my spirit. This is a redefining.
It is a redefining.
And I love one of the stories in the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Multitasking Mom Survival Guide. One of the moms said, you know, finally, as she started redefining, she started not introducing herself as her children's mother.
Yeah.
And a lady asked her, well, do you have a name? And for many of us, Trinell, you know, and I love to bring in a broad, you know, that DC brings in a broad spectrum of women, because we can all learn from each other's wisdom. You know, finding that self-truth. But what I'm finding about self-truth is I thought I had it. You got to find it. You got to find it every day.
And I was just going to say, it's a reoccurring thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know.
Every single day, you got to be connected. But see, we all talk about being real. But I wonder what that really, really means. And for me, being real is about being transparent about who I was, what I did, you know, and trying to correct it and saying, you know what? Yeah, I've been disingenuous about some things.
I'm very direct. I'm one of these people who think it's just a waste of time to go around a circle trying not to do something that somebody else may perceive as hurting your feelings. I'm just the opposite.
I just don't
direct.
Want anybody
so,
to be hurt.
And so when somebody tell me, oh, Trinell, you're so direct. And then I think about it and I was like, I don't know any other way to be.
But then when you're like that, you know where you stand, and you know, and they know where you stand.
Absolutely. And I wasn't always like that.
Really?
Yeah. Growing up. And when I tell people that who didn't know me in my childhood,
they can't believe it.
They'd be like, you were shy. And I was. I was very, very shy, you know, in my younger days.
But you found your voice.
And I found my voice, you know. And
that's
important. And it's been, I find it's an everyday transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. You know, if I'm not looking to change every day.
Evolving.
You
know, Father Charlie said a couple of months ago now, I guess, in Mass, Father Charlie said, people always say I don't like change, but in order to be a true child of Christ, you've got to be ready to move with the changes he puts before you. Because your life is ever evolving.
Yes, it is.
It is, and we really have to realize that. And I think that that's why these conversations are really important, no matter where you are on the pendulum, no matter how you're swinging. You know, what's wonderful about change is that it can happen when you decide. When you decide to change your mind. But what I'm learning about soul sickness, and we're going to really, really dig deep into this, is that most people who are soul sick don't realize that they're soul sick. And you can look at others who have a visible soul sickness, like they're an alcoholic, or they're a sex addict, or they're gambling too much,
or they're smoking,
or they're smoking, or they're drinking. You know, you can look at that and you can point to that. But what about the manipulator? What about the liar? See, you can't really see those things, because they're not like, woohoo, here I am. You know what I'm saying? They're very, very
coy.
Yes, they're very covert. They're very hidden and they're very secret. And it is my aim to expose those things, because I have been a master manipulator. I have manipulated my husband, and I really still have to catch myself. And women do this. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't stop and figure it out, it will create resentment in the long run. And manipulation just means you feel like you have the best way to do it. You feel like your way is better than his way.
It's the only way. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And
you
then
want to be frank about things.
Right. And then what I have done in the past, and I have to really catch myself. I have suggested some things that I thought that I wanted or that were best, and I really sort of made it seem like, you know, don't you think this is a good idea? But it's manipulation. And until you can be honest and real, you can never really free yourself. And there's so many other soul sicknesses. And really what I'm learning is that they are strongholds. So this is what a stronghold is, in case you didn't know. It is a small thing in many instances, but it's got a strong hold. And if you don't find something to kill that thing that is slowly killing you and killing your relationship, you will never reach the pinnacle of what God has for you. And that's where I am right now.
Yeah. You know, I keep looking back over the last 2 years, and I hope there are other women out there. I believe there are other women out there that are listening to us every week, and I hope that they're making stride and they're making changes. You know, Carlette, I made a lot of promises to myself at one point in this journey. I the day that I stood screaming at my ceiling, yelling at the Lord, I told him, if you do this with me, if I do this with you, I will make more time for you. I'll be a better wife and a better mother. I will quit smoking, and I will exercise more. Those were the five things I put on the table. Well, I have now, as of 2 weeks ago, accomplished all five promises
Amazing.
That I made to myself, my Lord, and my family. I accomplished my first mile this week, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it was very intimidating. I haven't done it in over 2 years, and it was very intimidating. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's been 4 years since I actually accomplished a full mile without falling over dead. I feared I'd fall over dead. And so these promises, you need to make some promises to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's my point, is that this is not about Lisa Campo did something. This is not me, me, me. I want you to think, I. What are you doing that's keeping you lost in the valley, involved in all the wrong things? Look yourself in the mirror. Make some promises to yourself. Make some deals, not deals with the Lord. Make some promises with the Lord. You know, are you being
the best? Well, his promises are there. His promises are there in the Word. Yes. And I think that what we forget to do as believers and people who believe in God and believe in his Word is we forget to implement those promises that he's already made those promises.
And I want to talk about, though, the exercise thing. I really want to focus on that, because a lot of people will see me and go, oh, you don't need to exercise. This is about mental health. And when you are moving, your mental health is rewarded. And so let's focus on not body image, but your mental image of yourself and of the world that you're living in. And exercise will put you in a much better mental image, frame of mind.
But then again, that's that multitasking. That's something that you